With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Conservative activist and Salem talk show host Charlie Kirk is dead following that incident today at Utah Valley University.
31-year-old Kirk was shot while speaking at a debate hosted by his nonprofit political organization, Turning Point USA. Kirk became one of the nation's most recognizable conservatives, an essential part of President Donald Trump's operation. Kirk spoke at the Republican National Convention in August 2020.
This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love. To hold down the good, decent middle-class patriots striving to build a family and pursue a decent life.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
President Trump is mourning the death of his conservative ally and great friend. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Writing on his social media platform, the president announced that Kirk died after being shot at a university event in Utah. He said no one understood or had the heart of the youth in the United States of America better than Charlie. The president said he loved and admired Kirk and that he and the First Lady send their sympathies to Charlie's wife and family. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And we want to point out at this hour there are still conflicting reports on the shooter. Some media sources say a gunman has been arrested. One person was detained. He was later released. Officials say the actual shooter at this hour has not been apprehended. Focus on the Family. President Jim Daly has issued this statement. Like millions of Americans all across this country, we are shocked and greatly saddened by the murder of Charlie Cook. It is a dark day when we lose such a wonderful young man with a bright future. Charlie Kirk is 31. This is SRN News. Well, the new pope is following in the footsteps of the old pope.
Conservative Catholics are outraged at the decision by Leo XIV to name Roman Museum Director Christiana Perella the new president of the Pontifical Academy of Fine Arts. She is well known for publishing homoerotic and sadomasochistic works that would be inappropriate to even describe here. The academy she will be leading was established 500 years ago by the Vatican to promote Christianity through the visual arts, music, and literature. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong lawmakers set to debate a government-proposed framework to recognize same-sex partnerships. Now, that debate this week resulting in a vote determining the future of the LGBT couples there. That proposal is following a 2023 landmark court ruling that was in favor of same-sex unions. This is SRN News. Major gambling scandal in college basketball. Here's correspondent Geffen Kulbaugh.
The NCAA has permanently revoked the eligibility of three Division I college basketball players for betting on their own games at Fresno State and San Jose State. The NCAA Committee on Infractions on Wednesday released findings from an investigation involving Michael Robinson, Stephen Vasquez, and Jalen Weaver. The three also bet on each other's games and shared information to facilitate betting during the 2024-25 season. Two players manipulated their performances to win bets. Robinson and Vasquez failed to cooperate with the investigation. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
A UN study finds for the first time the number of children worldwide who are obese outnumbers those who are underweight. An estimated 10% of youngsters are obese. More details at srnnews.com.